Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Somebody change the channel, please. There are way too many commercials. So, when did you do this? A couple of years ago? 10 years? I don't remember. When did you do this whole article thing on the website? So, you have a service that imports articles on the website.
Correct.
When did you do this? I set this up
probably about 5 years ago.
Okay. Some of them I look at and I just like scratch my head. Other ones I look at and like, I think Steve wrote that. This is all Steve's fault. And the latest one that is posted to geekcastradio.com, go check it out, folks. TV ads really aren't that bad. And it lays it out where it's like, provide a break. It's less intrusive. It really isn't. It can be entertaining. And I thought, oh, hey, this would be a good episode for Altered Geek to talk about commercials, to talk about advertising. And I get it. 40 years ago, we didn't have streaming. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have any of the stuff we have now. We didn't have apps. We didn't have smartphones. We barely had cell phones. And I come from a family where my aunt and uncle at the time, when they were married to each other, they are no longer married. Well, my aunt has been deceased for a number of years now. But my Aunt Rose and Uncle Patrick, if they're in the middle of watching a television show and a commercial comes on, Uncle Patrick would change the channel and he would never go back to that show that they were watching. Every single time a commercial would come on, he would find a TV station that was not running a commercial. There are many ads that I do enjoy. However, certain services nowadays, like Tubi, like Investigation Discovery at times, like the free app ones where there are ads because it is a free app, and I understand that that's the thing. My biggest problem with ads today is the length of them. Like an ad break.
Which that I understand.
Like, okay, so specifically for me, I watch a lot of stuff on my phone. It's just the easiest way for me to do it. I can lay in bed and do it, whereas I used to watch a lot of stuff on my computer, and I still do that too. But I watch a lot of stuff on my phone. And I used to use the example, the Investigation Discovery Go app. I used to use that all the time before Discovery Plus was a thing. The ad blocks are like 90 seconds, 120 seconds, 170 seconds. And I'm like, okay, I guess I can go to the bathroom or I guess I can go handle something. But if I'm laying there trying to sleep, because I sleep to, I've said this before in this show recently, I sleep to true crime TV. It's just the narration at times that it just is. Apparently murder is soothing to me. It isn't, folks. It's wrong. It's sick. It's whatever. But just some of these shows, like I've mentioned before, Forensic Files and Homicide Hunter and other things, the people who narrate them, the people who are talking on them, they're not loud in your face. They're not like anyone that can fall asleep to The Big Bang Theory. You're a nymphomaniac or something, because you just can't. I can't fall asleep to a laugh track kind of thing. And some of the ads are just really, really bad. Whereas on the opposite end for me, because I know you're not that big into football, but being from Boston, I kind of have to be. Like, I absolutely love the Super Bowl commercials. Depending on who's in the Super Bowl, I may or may not pay any attention to the game, but the Super Bowl commercials are great. Absolutely love those. But in general, I would rather pay for ad-free television than pay for TV with ads.
Yeah, I mean, There's some instances where I'm kind of on both sides of the fence. The one side, and I get it, you know, there are some good ads, some bad ads, some ones that just, like, you're like, why? Some of them are completely stupid. I find that some ads are just blatantly terrible, and there's nothing you can do to get around it. Usually those are the ones that I skip. Now, a lot of, like, for instance, Tubi, they play some really long ones that I just can't stomach. It just makes me bitter about it. I can't listen to it.
Yeah.
So I'll get up and walk away. Or half the time the stuff I'm watching on there anyway is Transformers, so I'll just pull up my external hard drive that I've ripped everything to and access it on there and just stream it through my network rather than deal with that. Same token, you know, if I've got ads on a couple different services, I don't really worry about it too much, but at the same time, like, I just don't. Yeah, I mean, I just don't.
I also
care
think
to watch it.
Yeah, well, like you said, it depends on what the ad is. Also,
depends on how bad it is.
Well, yeah,
and how short. Like, if it's one of the 5 seconds one.
Yeah.
Like, my kids groan when they have to watch commercials, and I tell them, you know, I used to have to sit and used to have like 3-4 minutes before your show would come back, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. And you were lucky if it was back by the time you got done going to the bathroom.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where, because as I said, even though I generally am poor, I do have in my budget where I can pay for a certain number of streaming subscriptions. And I've been paying for these for years. And because I pay for the ad-free versions of them, it's so weird going into, because for Karen, she needs the DVR, she needs the TV, and that's fine. It's whatever, because we're on two separate budgets, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, I'll watch my ad-free TV, and then I'll go in and we'll watch TV or something or whatever. And yeah, it's DVR, and if you pause live TV, you can fast-forward the commercials. You couldn't do that 20, 30, 40 years ago. But if I'm just going in there to sit down or going in there to check on her or something, and it's like, oh my God, like, that's my biggest problem with television. Some of these networks do not know how to do volume control.
No, like, well, like, and it's intentional.
I know.
It's to get you to pay attention. And that's something they teach you in film school. It's the same reason why when you watch a movie, and it drives me nuts, because when I was in college for screenwriting and for movie making and all that, they're like, people are not allowed to breathe unless it's like an intentional part of the script. So you have to edit out any breath. But then there's also the music has to be louder and the sound effects have to be louder than the dialogue. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why. But yeah, it's just those, it's definitely an intentional thing. And they do that on purpose to make sure that it sticks in your brain. Even if you hate it, you're going to remember it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. You know, you look at YouTube, and YouTube generally most of the time will have skippable ads. Recently this year, I needed more storage. So I subscribed to Google One, the $20 a year plan for 100 gigs of storage.
Yep.
So with that plan, I am currently in the middle of a 3-month trial of YouTube Premium. First time I've ever on YouTube never had to worry about ads. I absolutely love it, but when I go back to regular YouTube and not paying for not premium YouTube, it is what it is, but I just can't. Like, hey, if I get another free trial, sure, fine, great. If it comes as another Google One perk at some point, that's fine. But I just, you know, ever since I've had this free trial with YouTube Premium, I'm like, this is great. As much as I want the creators that I watch to be able to make money on their YouTube channels, some of those, you want to talk about some bad ads.
I know, and then there's some that shouldn't even pop up with certain types of content.
No.
And, yeah, I loathe YouTube ones, and I've figured out ways around it, but it depends on the device you're on, too. Like, if I'm on my desktop, I can get around the ads.
Yeah.
And often, you can get around it. They don't like how you do that, but you can. But yeah, it's definitely not enjoyable as part of the viewership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had YouTube Premium for a little bit there, more so because I wanted to be able to shut my screen off and listen to music.
Right.
And you can do that with the premium, and you can also play it so that it doesn't actually use the video bandwidth.
Right.
It plays just, it puts the album cover, and then it plays the music with the album cover with the screen off. And that was, don't get me wrong, it was great. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want to pay for it.
Right.
So it's not something sustainable for me. Yeah. And I don't want another subscription service.
Right, yeah. Like I said, if this, you know, if it was a, like, if Google One had a, like, a yearly tier that included the YouTube Premium for a year, you know, that would be great, but it doesn't, and that's fine, and I have my calendar reminder set for August. Yeah, for in August when I have to cancel it, and that's fine. Like I said, I've been watching YouTube since 2006, 2007, 2008, somewhere around there. I think 2007, maybe. I don't remember. So it's not like I'm not used to YouTube ads. It's just kind of more enjoyable when you don't have to deal with ads before the video, in the middle of the video, and at most of the time, I don't even finish the videos sometimes, depending on what the content is.
Well, if there's too many ads, I'll quit watching.
What gets me is the videos where it starts you with an ad, like it's supposed to, and that's fine. Pre-roll ad is fine. And then less than a minute in, another ad starts in the middle of the beginning of whatever video. Like, say I'm watching a YouTuber who's reviewing the Samsung Galaxy S22. Obviously, the S22 isn't a thing yet. They're on S21 now. But let's just say that that's the thing. And less than a minute in, and I get another ad which interrupts this person telling me, hey, I have this advanced look of this new thing that's going to be coming out. Oh, wait, here's another 30 second to a minute and a half ad that you have to watch before you can hear. And it basically interrupts them. That's like with us on the podcast end. I love Spreaker, don't get me wrong. But I will always manually put ads in our podcasts that they require me to put in. And I will find points where we stop in the conversation so it's not interrupting me. Or it's not interrupting you. Or it's not interrupting any of my guests or anything. Or I will try my best to put it at the end of the show kind of thing where it doesn't interrupt the whole show and all that. Because the automated ads sometimes, they just don't.
Yeah, you think they'd have the AI to where it works better?
Yeah, you'd think.
But they don't.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not, like, a huge one against ads, because I understand, like, the creator's got to make money, and so does the hosting. But it's the way that they do it. Like, I can tolerate easily.
Yeah.
Like a 5 to 10 second ad.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
I mean, it still drives my kids nuts when they have to see them because they're like, listen, I'm like, yeah, you don't even know what you're going through.
Yeah, you don't know, kid.
I'm like, you got it good. We used to have to actually, like, it's like those old stories that parents used to tell of, you know, back in my day,
I had to walk to school in the dirt for 5 miles.
Yeah, 10 in, miles in the snow, barefoot, with my underwear around my head.
Uphill, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, don't, and again, like I said, I get it, you know, and I, you know, absolutely want the creators to make the money that they so deserve from making their content. It's just, like you said, the AI, the, and all of that needs to improve. And you would think in this day and age, in 2021, that we would have better technology for ad placements. Because I'm sorry, if an ad interrupts me right here as I'm
in the middle of a thought.
Uh-huh. And then you blah, 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 blah. You know, I'd rather hear the Charlie Brown adult voice than... Yeah. So what do you guys think of ads? And do you prefer ad-free television like I kind of do? And for me, ad-free television not necessarily is YouTube. Like I said, I was already dealing with ads on YouTube for years. So this enjoyment of YouTube Premium, it's a 3-month trial. So I'll be going back to regular. So like, I'm never not going to not see ads again. But if I'm paying for Hulu or Netflix or Discovery Plus or Disney Plus or whatever, I'm going to get the ad-free option because I shouldn't have to see ads in episodes of Darkwing Duck, a show that is out over 30. Wow. Darkwing is 30 years old. Holy crap, 1991, yeah, or 1990, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so what does everybody think of ad television and other kind of television stuff and commercials, and what are some of your favorite commercials kind of thing? Let us know in the comments on the website. Anything else you want to bring up, sir?
I don't think so. I think we've pretty much covered this. I would definitely be curious to hear what people think about commercials. You know, do you find them to be more irrelevant than ever or annoying, or do you just not care? Do you tune them out? Do you pre-record everything so you don't have to deal with it? Or yeah, just curious. So I think that about does it for us here this time on Altered Geek. I know it's a shorter episode, but can only take the conversation so far when you only do a topic.
Plus, you know, there's a cat in your lap.
Yes, there is. And I'm painting a figure and the cat is...
Don't paint the cat.
No, you'd really see it. I'm using bright orange and the cat is white.
Yeah, definitely don't paint the cat, because then you'd have a creamsicle cat. Oh my god.
Nobody likes a creamsicle.
Hey, creamsicles are awesome.
Hey, you said it, so I just had to.
That would be funny.
So anyways, thank you for joining us here on Altered Geek. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.